This is the Australia Report with Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladev, good morning. How are you?
I'm still chuckling at what you've just been saying, and I've got my response ready. That this is way beyond my pay grade. I have no comment. Otherwise, I'll get into trouble when I get.
Right, exactly. Because what'll happen is you'll be on one of those. But I'm right, though, Vic. There's not a married man in the world or a man in any relationship that hasn't experienced that drive or that walk home.
Well, it reminds me of there's the saying which everyone knows, that if a tree falls in a forest and no one hears it, did it still make a noise?
Right.
And then there's the Jewish corollary to that, is that if a Jewish man speaks in a forest and no one hears him, is he still wrong?
Absolutely. There's some wisdom to ponder this Tuesday morning. All right, let's take a look at what is happening in Australia. Some of the latest news. Stand With Us is coming to Australia. This is interesting.
It is interesting, and what makes it even more interesting is that it attempted to come to Australia approximately 15 or so years ago, and for reasons of which I'm not aware, it didn't succeed in coming here, but now it is coming. It has announced officially it's going to be opening up offices within the next couple of weeks. Interestingly, I have no doubt everyone knows that Stand With Us, it's an advocacy organization and makes its resources available to communities around the world. And in fact, most recently, it actually was very active when there was the boycott, the BDS boycott of the Sydney Festival, which we spoke about. Stand With Us actually was very involved in organizing support for the Sydney Festival board, which was opposing the BDS boycott and sticking to its guns and etc. And so interestingly now, and it's, there have been a lot of voices of welcome coming up, including from some members of parliament, and Stand With Us have said they'll make their resources available, their Holocaust Education Department, fact sheets, booklets, etc., etc. And also, they also have a very, pretty massive social media presence. So interestingly, and also importantly, it's always important that any organization which comes to a community works together with the existing organizations in that community. So I presume that will be, you know, one of the issues on the table.
Amazing, though, that it is coming to Australia, and that is very good news in terms of advocacy. Jewish Australian appointed to head the National Consumer Watchdog.
So this is a nationally respected, regarded watch. It's called the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, which sounds a bit of a heavy title, which it is. But it does an outstanding job in terms of being a watchdog for, can I call it, the small person. And basically, whether this is on media, social media, costs of issues, costs of things. And a woman called Gina Cass Gottlieb, who is a granddaughter of Jewish refugees to this country and whose mother is a professor, comes from a pretty high-achieving family. And she is appointed chair of what's the acronym is the ACCC, this Consumer Commission. And in fact, you know, within seconds of her being appointed chair, and it was just announced literally days ago, they were already taking legal action in the courts against Facebook for publishing ads for cryptocurrency scams or alleged scams. They're looking at and other issues on social media, etc., regulating digital media platforms. And so a lot of these sorts of real bread and butter issues, but which impact everybody, and just a great achievement for a member of the Jewish community who's basically been here, you know, all her life.
Absolutely incredible. Really just a tremendous, tremendous achievement. And Jess Fox reveals the inspirational moment behind the Olympic, her Olympic gold medal triumph.
So a moving story, and we've spoken about Jess Fox a number of times, and she's, you know, she's the world's number one canoeist, and has broken something like over 10 records. And most recently, the Tokyo Olympics won a gold medal as well as a bronze. And just recently, she was invited to speak at Central Synagogue, which is the largest Orthodox synagogue in Sydney. And there was over 100 young adults who turned up to hear her. She's all of 27 herself, so regarded as a bit of a role model for that demographic. And she had prepared notes, and then she sort of put it aside, and she said, I'm going to speak off the cuff, and I want to talk about what inspired me to win the gold medal that day. And I'm quoting from here. She said, I've never actually said this before, but I thought today was the right time. I do believe I was blessed that day for that moment when I won the final. I was walking around the Olympic Village, the athletes' village, which I'd done for 2 weeks, and I suddenly came across a beautiful memorial tree that honored the 11 Israeli athletes who were murdered in the terrible incident at the 72 Olympics. And I was like, she says, how did I miss this? It had pebbles and ribbons on the tree where you could write a message to someone you have lost or to the 11 Israeli athletes. And so she wrote a message. She thought about her own grandfather who had just passed away recently in peaceful circumstances. And she said that that moment, that experience, for some reason, that night was the gold medal final. And she went ahead and won the gold medal, her first gold at an Olympics. And she just sourced it to being inspired by coming across that tree and effectively doing it, you know, in honor of the 11 Israeli athletes from, you know, Munich 72.
Absolutely incredible. Really, really, what an inspirational moment that was. Vic Aladev, thank you, as always, for the Australia Report. We chat to Vic every Tuesday at this time, where we get the latest news from Australia.